Stone Age. Situation Room, the Pentagon. General Higgins didn't like Jameel's looks. Must be an Arab, he thought, or at least Arab descent. Put a turban on him and he'd be a poster boy for those damned terrorists. Aloud, though, he asked General Scheib, "If they launch those two remaining missiles, can your people shoot them down?" Scheib glanced at Zuri Coggins before replying, "We'd have a good chance to do that." Higgins's jaws clenched visibly. "And just what in hell does that mean, Brad? A good chance?" Sitting up straighter in his chair, Scheib answered, "The system has been declared operational." He paused, then added, "Sir." Coggins said, "The White House made that pronouncement during the Bush administration. George W." "Operational," Higgins echoed. Scheib said, "We've shot down test missiles out over the Pacific from our Fort Greely site in Alaska. Our record isn't 100% perfect, of course, but it's improving with every test we fly." "You're hitting a target missile with a missile of our own, right?" asked the admiral, sitting next to General Higgins's aide. "That's right," Scheib replied. "It's the kinetic kill mode. Bash the warhead with an interceptor vehicle." From the end of the conference table, Jameel asked, "What about decoys?" With a slight grimace, General Scheib admitted, "That could be a problem. If the missile releases decoys when it detaches its warhead, our people have to figure out which object has the warhead in it and which ones are dummies." "How much time do you have to do that?" Zuri Coggins asked. "If the missile's in mid-course, coasting after its rocket engines burn out, we could have as much as 10-15 minutes. "They can tell which object is the warhead?" "Not with 100% reliability. It's something we're working on." "Working on?" asked one of the civilians, looking shocked. "For what it's worth," Jameel said, "if the North Koreans try to reach San Francisco, their missiles probably don't have the throw weight to carry both a warhead and decoys."
"You're certain of that?"
Jameel nodded. "Reasonably certain. Of course, if they strike at Honolulu or another target that's not as far as San Francisco, then they could include a set of decoys to spoof the defense."
"Wonderful news," General Higgins muttered.
Coggins turned to the admiral sitting across the table from her. "What about the Aegis ships? Can they shoot down the missiles?"
"If they're in the right position. It's easiest to pot them when they're in the boost phase, with their rocket engines still burning. Once the engines burn out and the missile goes into its mid-course coasting phase, it gets harder."
Coggins nodded uncertainly.
"That's why we're rushing two battle groups into the Sea of Japan. Closer to the launch site, the more time we'll have to shoot at them."
"They wouldn't release any decoys in boost phase," General Scheib added. "The warhead would still be attached to the main body of the missile."
Higgins said, "So we have your anti-missiles in Alaska and California, and the Navy's Aegis ships in the Pacific."
"Heading for the Sea of Japan," the admiral added.
"And that's it?"
Coggins asked.
General Scheib said, "There is one additional possibility."
"What?"
"The airborne laser. Able 1.
"What's Able 1? Coggins asked. "It's a megawatt-plus laser carried aboard a 747 jet. The laser can shoot down a missile."
"A ray gun?"
Coggins asked, her face clearly showing disbelief.
"It works," Scheib said. "At least it's worked in flight tests so far. If they can get close enough to the missile. The laser's range is only 100 miles or so, 150 max.
"So you'd have to get the plane to North Korea for it to be effective," Higgins said.
"It's in Alaska right now for testing under bad weather conditions."